This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Umo with you. This is the evening edition. It's 5:35 p.m. Lynn Mark, thank you for sticking around to give us the market wrap. But first, a story about Xiaomi. They filed to go public on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, kicking off their much-anticipated IPO process.
Is it Xiaomi or Xiaomi?
I don't know. I've pronounced it all kinds of ways. I know when I said Xiaomi, Lynn pulled a funny face.
Yeah.
So I clearly did it wrong.
They're going to go public. I recently bought a Bluetooth speaker from them, which I love.
Ah.
So, you know, they have me to thank for this. Clearly.
Clearly. Yes. So, yeah. Lynn, how do you pronounce it properly?
I say Xiaomi, but then
I'll go with you.
Be wrong.
Okay. Yeah. So the company submitted its documents just this morning. The filing didn't give any details on the size of the planned IPO, but a report from the South China Morning Post suggests it could raise as much as $10 billion, which would value Xiaomi at $100 billion.
Mm.
So Xiaomi is, of course, one of the world's most valuable startups. They were founded in 2010, and they are now the fourth biggest smartphone maker in the world by shipment last year.
Yep.
They had 92 million devices shipped, according to the International Data Corporation. For context, that's about half of Apple's total shipment. In India, they've even overtaken Samsung as the largest selling smartphone maker. As part of the filing in Hong Kong, Xiaomi also submitted some financial results. It showed that revenue soared nearly 70% last year to about $18 billion, while operating profit more than tripled to $1.9 billion.
And, you know, the secret to India, of course, is their cheap phones, right? Because they make high-quality phones for a very cheap price. Meanwhile, Apple and Samsung are both premium and they cost a lot of money, which is why they don't do well in India.
Precisely.
Well, it's interesting, I think, that they're going to list in Hong Kong. Hong Kong just relaxed their listing regulations, right, to attract tech companies just like Xiaomi?
Yes, so this is an early sign of success for their new rules. Last week, Hong Kong announced some of the biggest amendments to the exchange's IPO policy in 20 years. So they're now allowing companies with weighted voting rights to be listed on the SEHK's main board. So that essentially allows, that's essentially allowing certain shareholders, usually founding members, superior voting powers over others. They're also accepting biotech companies which haven't turned a profit, and they're also making it easier for secondary listings. So this is a move designed to make Hong Kong competitive with Shanghai and New York stock exchanges, which have until now been the listing destination for the big tech giants. So Xiaomi is the first of these to list in Hong Kong, but with time we may see overseas listed mainland companies like Alibaba Group Holding and Baidu, which both trade in the US, coming back to make secondary listings in Hong Kong.
All right, let's take a look at the stock market. I heard some news about Baraka Offshore Petroleum, something about a comment from the external auditors.
So yesterday we talked about Sumatech, today we're talking about Baraka. The moral of the story is don't alienate your external auditors. Baraka's external auditor raised some concerns over the company's ability to continue because of high net losses and borrowings incurred by the group. Baraka Offshore closed down 18.8% at 19.5 cents.
Lynn Mark, thank you very much for that market wrap. We're going to be playing Name That Tune now, right here on the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.